Chapter 3. Something Old, Something New. The start of the school year was still several days away, but the rhythm of my St. Andrews experience began to settle into a pattern I hoped wouldn't change. The main questions on any given day were three. Would I play golf? If so, when would I play it? And where would I play it? I didn't have to worry about with whom I would play it, for the Lynx Trust starters could take care of that for me. And for the moment, I didn't have to worry about other messy entanglements like classes and homework. I didn't expect to worry much about them anyway, to be honest. The only appointments I really had to keep were in the Melville Dining Hall, although my first impressions of the facilities therein were somewhat underwhelming. I knew I'd paid for my meal plan already, so I might as well take my chances. Otherwise, I kept my eyes on the prizes my Lynx Trust season ticket let me claim. One day, after being tortured by the jube, as the locals call it, I steeled myself for the new course, feeling eminently masochistic, but still very much hoping to shoot around in double figures. I birdied the first hole, a short par 4 of just over 300 yards. I birdied the sixth hole, a long and tight par 4 with a fairway flanked by gorse and a ridiculously sloped and tiny green. I birdied the 13th hole, a fun one-shotter soon to become one of my favorite par 3s in all of Scotland. I made a few mistakes here and there, but my swing seemed fine, and the course was extremely pleasant, a solid test loaded with strong holes and fun holes and fun strong holes, receptive to good shots but punishing to bad ones. Against a par of 35, 36, 71, I shot 40, 38, 78. I felt like a good golfer again. The next day, I played the new for a second time. I couldn't find a fairway, and my threesome spent an eternity poking and getting pricked by gorse bushes while searching for my wayward drives. After 7 holes, I was 10 over par. I finished the round with a score of 46, 45, 91. No birdies, 4 double bogeys, and 2 triple bogeys. Anyone who has ever read or heard anything about Scottish golf, or even watched a few hours of any British Open on television, will know that when...